3. That I solemnly swear. She let her right hand fall. There were few things Chief Inspector Honne Wilhelmsen liked less than being a witness in court. It was true that police officers, in contrast with other witnesses, were allowed to a large extent to attend by appointment, with the prosecutor phoning half an hour before they were due to appear in the witness box. Nevertheless, something always happened to cause a delay. Besides, it took time to bring to mind something that had occurred 18 months, perhaps 2 years earlier. Simply locating the case documents consumed enough time. The simplest solution would be to receive a copy of the prosecutor's documents a couple of days in advance, but Honne Wilhelmsen knew, in common with the other 1,500 police officers at Oslo Police Station, that this was accomplished only in 1 of 10 instances. The police attorneys proffered assurances and promises, but the papers never arrived, and as a rule, one ended up rummaging through an archive that was more or less homemade. Her court appearance concerned a triviality. Sitting with somber expressions, the gown-clad prosecutors were spending their working day investigating whether a 21-year-old girl had bitten a police officer in the leg and spat in his ear during a demonstration. Slurping on chewing gum, the young woman tugged at her lilac-coloured hair and looked daggers at the chief inspector as she assumed her place in the witness box, dressed in full uniform. Honne Wilhelmsen did not hear the word, but judging by the lip movements, she could swear the accused formed the word pig, before leaning back with an exaggerated sigh and